And a year ago, who would have thunk this? Kansas City has swept the Raiders for the first time in 7 years. Kansas City is headed to the postseason. The Chiefs' kingdom is headed to the show.
In case you didn't know, you're in the playoffs.
Andy Reid will become the 13th head coach in Chiefs history.
This is going to revive him, and he's going to turn his organization around now.
I got to take some of these plays out for you. I can't have all these plays in. There's way too much good stuff. I'm going to take all the good ones up.
What a difference a year makes. In the spring of 2013, newly hired Chiefs head coach Andy Reid was only just getting acquainted with his new team, one that was coming off an abysmal 2-14 season. With Coach Reid came a new philosophy and a promising new group of rookie and free agent signees, headlined by quarterback Alex Smith. And this new-look team would soon have the opportunity to come together as training camp quickly approached.
First day of training camp at Griffin Stadium and practice facility. The Kansas City Chiefs will have their first full squad workout. Breezy 83 degrees. This is a spectacular setting. This is the most people I've seen up here for a practice like this. This is completely different. Andy Reid certainly has to be a factor in that. This has an energy and a feel to it today that did not exist in the first couple of years here in St. Joe.
Hands. Boom. On the sideline. Hey, listen, get it right now. Make the play.
Probably one of the toughest training camps I've been a part of, but you got to look at it, the tougher the better.
Tempo has definitely been an emphasis, especially just the pace of practice. We're getting more reps in. When you're in a new system, it takes reps.
Check, check. Here we come, okay?
In OTAs, you kind of got a sense how practice was going to be. Even then, people were flying around and, you know, you just knew, okay, once Pat get on, it's going to be real intense out there.
Let's go, D. This is our drill right here now. We get better right here. Don't let them get nothing.
The biggest thing is just keep growing as a team.
We just want to guide each other and sharpen each other.
We go, Pope. We go, Pope.
We just learn how to fight through every situation and deal with adversity. I think everything else is going to take care of itself. Like, it's going to be times where we make bad plays in the game, but the good teams learn how to bounce back from that. And the good teams come in and day out and keep working.
In week one, the Jacksonville Jaguars looked to put their own 2-14 season behind them. But the Chiefs quickly discouraged those hopes.
Gabbert, quick throw, intercepted! Right into the arms of Tom Mahali! Another interception touchdown, Kansas City!
This was a big first step in terms of where we want to go, and it was also the first win for Andy Reid as head coach.
Following their commanding win in Jacksonville, the team returned home to a city buzzing with excitement and anticipation for the long-awaited home opener at Arrowhead Stadium.
Back at Arrowhead Stadium, Kansas City, the Chiefs against the Dallas Cowboys. Red tops, red pants, red alert, red Sunday. Charles in, shading to left side. They fake the sweep. Bootleg right, quick throw. Goes to Charles. He fights his way in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Romo takes the snap. He's going to be engulfed and sacked back at the 37-yard line.
We have 11 playmakers on the field at all times. We trust each other. If we do get a chance to make a play, best believe we're going to make it.
Catch is made in Chiefs territory. First down, now he fumbles the ball. Picked up by Kansas City's Eric Berry. Still on his feet, right sideline. He throws it, slant, caught by Bo. 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City.
There was little time to celebrate the hard-fought victory over Dallas.
A looming Thursday night game meant a short week of preparation. But it wasn't just any other game. Andy Reid was returning to Philadelphia and the team he had coached for 14 years. With the eyes of the nation on the link, the Chiefs players were determined to win this one for Big Red.
They don't want to see us right now. They don't want to see us right now. This is why we make a statement. We're going to make a statement today. We're going to rap for each other. We're going to dock each other today.
Yes,
sir. I need it out of everybody today. Everybody.
Bring it in. Bring it in.
Lock in. Focus. And we're going to smash these boys.
Yeah.
I promise we're going to smash them. Focus on what you need to do. And let's stick together throughout these 60 minutes, bro. Let's go. Family on three. Family on three. One, two, three. Bam.
Kickers away. Returnable, taken 5 yards deep by Quentin Demp. She wants a right return at the 10. 15 explodes. He's at the 30. Tries to duke the kicker across the 40. Up at midfield. 3-0 Chiefs going without a huddle. Vic throws it loud and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Berry off a deflection from Derek Johnson. 10-5. Touchdown. Kansas City. The game is not even 4 minutes old and the Chiefs have a pick. 6.
Hey, we just went out there and played our game. I mean, there's no secret. We're going to put pressure up front with our beasts, with Tom Bud, Ali, and Poe. You know what I'm saying? Houston on the edge. I mean, those guys get so much pressure, and they do an amazing job of stopping the run.
Having Tom Bud, Ali, and Justin Houston on each side, that's a dream. You don't have to sell out and bring everybody to get to the quarterback. When the game's on the line, we're good to go.
Houston and Halley were quickly demanding the attention of NFL pundits as the duo were key contributors in the victory over the Eagles. And they would be called upon once again in week 4.
It's a dream, man. It's a dream. You live for this moment. You live for this moment. I love this, man.
Let's pick up where we left off last week, man. Let's come out here and just dominate the whole game, man.
Relentless, fellas, you're gonna get one. He's holding the ball in there, baby.
Yeah.
He's holding that ball.
91 and 50, they scared of him, them two right now. Come on, let's go get this ball. Let's go get this ball. Get a sense of urgency. Let's go.
5:53 to go in the first half. Manning with time. Steps up. Time goes away, and now a fumble on the play. Manning is hit by Halley and a fumble. Kansas City's got that football. At the 12 by McCluster, gets one block, now a 2. He comes to the near side at the 20, burst across the 25, cuts it back right across the 35, center of the field and midfield. One man is chasing him. McCluster up the right hash. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Run! Run!
Come on, Eli, throw me that ball. I know you want to throw it, Eli. Give me that ball, Eli.
Keep amping it up, bro. Let's go. Let's go.
Let me get that ball. Let me get that ball, Eli.
24-7 Kansas City. Listen to this crowd. Eli Manning will have the noise ringing in his ears on the plane flight home. Hand off fumble. It's loose on the left side of the field. Kansas City picks it up on the fumble, and the Giants now jump on. The man who recovered the fumble, it was Eric Berry.
Give me that ball, Eli. Give me that ball, Eli.
Mitch Holt is back in downtown Nashville. Andy Reid's Kansas City Chiefs have captured the thoughts and the imagination of the NFL pundits. With a gutsy 4-0 start, the Chiefs have had a defensive renaissance, leading the National Football League with 18 sacks.
Let's ride, dog. Big dogs on three. 1, 2, 3.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3. Hey, play.
1, 2, 3.
TV.
Family on three. Family on three. 1, 2, 3.
Family.
The throw it long. Avery comes back to the ball and catches it in front of the left corner.
That's the way to work. That's the way to work, huh? Take the charge. Take the charge.
Handoff, Charles trying the left side. Probing. He's got it. Touchdown. Kansas City!
Touchdown! Touchdown! Be great, D. Let's go,
D. This ball sails on him, and he's got a receiver on the right side. Now pulled away by Cooper. Cooper yanks it away from the defender.
Cooper just ripped it away.
It's a great play by this kid. One guy wants it more than the other.
The Chiefs proved to be the team that wanted it more in Tennessee, and with the clinching field goal from Ryan Succop, the team would bring momentum back to Arrowhead for a three-game home stand. And with the first of those three being the hated Raiders, the Arrowhead fans were inspired by their undefeated team to make some headlines of their own.
The atmosphere down here can best be described as electric. Noise is a factor today. A great day to go 6-0.
One of the great rivalries in all of professional football, the silver and black of the Oakland Raiders. And this crowd is furious. Shotgun snap back to Terrell Pryor. Steps up. He's in trouble. Down he goes. Derek Johnson.
Here they come. Pryor sacked. Second sack for the Chiefs. Trying to go for the Guinness World Record today.
Delay.
Pryor from the gun in a deafening Arrowhead Stadium.
False start.
Raiders who shoot themselves in the foot. Third false start penalty against Oakland.
This is what you've got to handle when you come to Kansas City.
Pryor's in trouble. Being chased. He's going to be hit and obliterated. The sixth sack of the game for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is amazing. 137.5, the new world record holder. Kansas City Chiefs fans, the loudest stadium in the NFL.
The Chiefs already with the world record of sound. The celebration begins in Arrowhead.
The Houston Texans were next up to face the 6-0 Chiefs. And in what would be a hard-fought back-and-forth game, the team looked to its veteran leaders to come through when needed the most.
Let's go, dog. Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. They're having a hard time. We gotta make the tackle. That's it. Just keep knocking them back, dog. Run! It's a run!
Here comes another blitz and Keenum Tim. He fumbles the ball. The ball is loose and covered up by the Texans. They bring McGrath in to block, handoff Charles Lowry, time wide open, touchdown, Kansas City! Keenum back at his own five, under pressure, Holley's got it from behind, the ball's fumbled, picked up by the Chiefs, Derek Johnson down at the 1 yard line!
With a victory over Houston, the Chiefs boasted the sole remaining undefeated record in the NFL. Giving added importance to their upcoming game against the Cleveland Browns.
Smith in the shotgun. Browns are blitzing. Screen pass, right to go. Charles 50 to 45. Downfield block at the 40. Cuts it back inside.
This is where we make plays at, bro. Let's go, man. No. No.
Let's go. It's our quarter. It's our quarter. Let's go. Come on.
Third down and 11. They throw a screen to Sherman. He's got one block now. Two cuts left. Five. Touchdown. It's his first National Football League touchdown. And the Sherman tank rolls into the end zone. One high safety look for the Browns. Now a pass wide open. Diamond catch. Touchdown, Kansas City. Dexter McCluster down the rail on a perfect strike. Alex Smith of 28 yards. Campbell steps up. He's hit. He's going to be sacked for the first time in the game. Kansas City finally gets to him, and it's Justin Houston. And one of the great stories in recent years of the National Football League continues. The Chiefs are undefeated at the halfway point of the season at 8-0.
I think this team really understands that, you know what, if we keep fighting and keep doing what we do, good things will happen.
In the midst of a historic season by the Chiefs was a historic performance by its star running back.
I think that Jamaal Charles is the best running back I've ever seen play for this organization.
He has the one ingredient that you can't teach, and that's speed.
I think he's the best running back to ever play for the Chiefs. It's been unusual what he has done. He is a splendid athlete.
I remember on draft day when I was called by the Chiefs, I was like, you know, that means I'm with Jamaal.
He has a desire that goes beyond any means that I can explain. But also, too, he wears a red badge of courage because he loves getting it in the mix now. He's a tough, gutty, gritty kid. He doesn't turn down anything.
Has it, lowers the shoulder, runs over a cowboy. Jamaal Charles, tougher than a leather strap. Moving on, second effort, third effort, fourth effort, touchdown! Jamaal Charles making something out of nothing. And Charles gets up, hopping and skipping. Seabiscuit gets free and around the rail for 47 yards. Jamaal Charles cuts it loose for 34 yards, breaking tackles by the toughest runner in Chiefs history.
Oh, man.
Charles finds the promised land for the fifth time in the game, and Jamaal Charles is obliterating the Raiders. Jamaal Charles has gone to another level.
. 2013 was without a doubt a statement season for Jamaal Charles. But he wasn't the only one to help lift this team to 9-0. By November, the Chiefs' offense had come into its own, thanks largely to the play of its quarterback.
Number 11, Alex Smith!
One at a time from the start.
To throw, Alex Smith sets his feet. Smith on the money. Dives forward, two gutsy runs.
You have to account for Alex Smith as a runner.
Throwing long left for Avery on a deep ball. He makes the catch for it in the corner. Smith wiggles free. He's got McGrath at midfield. And I mean, grab a bucket of guts. Alex Smith was wrapped up and had nowhere to go. Mustard play, Smith goes up the middle. Touchdown. As Alex Smith throws a strike right between the one and the seven of Donnie Avery. Diamond catch. Touchdown, Kansas City. Down the rail on a perfect strike, Alex Smith of 28 yards.
And all this guy has been doing is winning.
A Week 11 loss at Denver ended the historic, undefeated start to the Chiefs' season. And despite an offensive resurgence, the Chiefs would suffer losses the following 2 weeks to the Chargers and again to the Broncos at home. But facing adversity was just another test for this resilient team. And over weeks 14 and 15, they aimed to not only clinch a playoff spot, but to show the NFL world what to expect come January.
A hole here for Jamaal Charles. First and goal at the two. He dives the right shoulder. Touchdown, Kansas City. And it's going to be intercepted. Derek Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line. Skips over Schwartz. That cuts back left. Niall Davis inside the five. Touchdown, Kansas City. This is going to be dense. What's a left return? A full head of steam. And he's by the first wall, the second wall. And the kicker can't get it up the sideline. Touchdown, Kansas City. Gets to the sideline and up the sideline. 35-30. 25-20. One block downfield. 10-5. Touchdown. Right out of the gate. He fires it. It's intercepted. Picked off Eric Berry. Up the right side. 25-20. 15-10-5. Pick six. City. The Chiefs go to the black hole again. Niall Davis up the middle. Runs into the secondary. He won't be denied. Up the middle. Touchdown. Kansas City. Niall Davis. Charles, he makes the catch at the right side. Cuts it back left. 35-30. And Charles finds the promised land for the fifth time in the game.
Talk some Chiefs and Colts.
We know now that they will take on the Indianapolis Colts in a rematch in Indianapolis. The Colts took it to the Chiefs just a little over a week ago, but this is a rematch.
They got us. Hands down, they got us. In our place, in Arrowhead, they got us. And so we've got to make sure that we put together a better game plan to allow our players to go play the best of their ability, and then when given the opportunity, the players do that.
An unforgettable run continues as the Chiefs head to Indianapolis in search of the franchise's first playoff victory since 1994.
Following a campaign that saw Andy Reid turn a 2-14 program into a dominant force in the NFL, we hold hands and watch. This is our team, our town, our kingdom.
65 toss power trap.